This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. At Red Rock Canyon, we've arrived at the edge of the Mojave Desert. Before we push on, let's take a side trip. Let's go romp with the reptiles at the Desert Tortoise Natural Area, some 40 square miles that protect these venerable but threatened ancients. This desert tortoise preserve is not the place to free your backyard tortoise now that you've gotten an apartment and can't keep her. Do the right thing and call the local animal shelter instead. Your beloved pet will not survive here, a very harsh environment. And pet tortoises often bring dire diseases that threaten the already threatened wild animals who live here. The whole point of the Desert Tortoise Natural Area is to protect the beleaguered desert tortoise, a wild animal, the official state reptile of both California and Nevada. These slow-moving vegetarians, descendants of the dinosaurs, are poorly adapted to present-day human society. Subdivisions and garbage dumps attract predators, including ravens who eat juvenile tortoises. Major desert disturbances, including otherwise good things, like solar and wind farms, destroy their fragile habitats. People also shoot tortoises for fun. Truly stupid and hardly sporting. On the way to and from the preserve, watch for what appear to be rocks, rocks that may just be resting. And always check under your car before driving off, because even in spring, desert tortoises seek shade to regulate their body heat. Get more information at the preserve's interpretive center, with information kiosk, restroom, and access to the preserve's self-guided trails. And do bring water, always more than you think you'll need, the constant rule of thumb in the desert, because none is available here. Also bring binoculars and camera, sunscreen, and a hat with a brim. Morning, from March through May, is the ideal time to come. In spring, there's a naturalist on hand to explain what you're seeing and what to look for. Spring is the season for mating, laying eggs, and grazing on the tender shoots of ephemeral wildflowers and grasses. The only time of year desert tortoises leave their underground burrows, rock shelters, and pallets, where they spend 95% of their lives. Subterranean shelters protect them from summer heat and winter cold, and also help them regulate their water use. Burrows are often shared with other tortoises, but also other wildlife. Desert tortoises create safe habitat for many other species. There's no guarantee that you'll see a tortoise here, even when spring grazing is good, but the odds are better here than elsewhere because populations have rebounded and are healthy. To commune with the desert tortoise, slow down. Slow to a tortoise's pace. Remember that old Aesop's fable about the tortoise and the hare? Slow and steady wins this race, too. Watch in likely areas, then walk and stop and watch some more, keeping an eye out for rattlesnakes, too, also sun seekers. The preserve's interpretive center is northeast of California City, just off unpaved Rendsburg-Mojave Road. Heading south from Red Rock on Highway 14, exit onto California City Boulevard and head east 10 miles. Turn left, northeast, onto Rendsburg, Mojave, and then left again after about a mile and a half at the fork with 20 Mule Team Parkway. Continue another 4 miles or so on Rendsburg, Mojave to the parking lot and watch for moving rocks. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.